mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، لا سيما المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. My dear viewers everywhere, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. Today inshallah we'll get to speak about a very interesting event which is known as عمرة الحديبية, or also known as Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. The Umrah of al-Hudaybiyah, and al-Hudaybiyah is the name of a place which is 40 kilometers out of Mecca, and also it is known as the Treaty of al-Hudaybiyah. On the sixth year after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and obviously after the big failure of the Meccan campaign against Medina during the battle of the Confederates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have seen a night vision, ru'ya, which is referred to in Surah Al-Fath. لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. What was the night vision all about? It was about performing umrah, performing tawaf and sa'i with security. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared the good news with his companions. It was very pleasant news because it has been a while since they have made hijrah. They did not even lay their eyes on the Kaaba, and it is Allah's house. They would love to see it. But how? He said, Allah the Almighty promised me. He has seen that in a dream, and this is a form of revelation. 1400 of his companions joined the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the sacred journey, which is the Umrah, on the sixth year, on the month of Dhul Qa'dah, in its beginning. And of his wives, Ummu Salama radiallahu anha was the one who joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this journey. Adil Hulayfa, they all assumed the intention of Ihram, and men put on their Ihram, the Izar and the Rida, and they had with them their cattle, the camels, which they brought in order to slaughter as a sacrifice, or Al-Hajj. Meanwhile, they were only carrying their swords in their horse, indicating that they are not coming to fight. They are coming to perform Umrah. And through the way, they kept making talbiya, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, until they reached a place which is known as Usfan. It's approximately 80 kilometers away from Mecca. On the way, the news have reached Mecca that Muhammad and big number of his followers are coming towards Mecca. Even though the informant had told them that they are dressed up in Ihram, it seems like they are planning to perform Umrah, but they have decided to intercept Muhammad's caravan, and under any circumstances, they will never let this happen because it will be a big time humiliation and a disgrace for them. What does it mean that we, you know, after failing to invade Al-Madinah a few months ago, on the battle of Al-Ahzab, and now you're coming to enter Mecca and you want to perform Umrah and against our will? So Khalid ibn al-Walid led a troop of horsemen and fighters, and they went to Usfan to intercept the Muslims' caravan. They were almost confronting each other. Then it was the prayer time for Dhuhr, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the Muslims in the prayer time. Khalid ibn al-Walid saw how Muslims pray. They make ruku' and they make sujood, and they lay down their swords on the ground. So he asked his companions if any of them were to know what will be the next prayer time. So they told him that there will be a Asr prayer time. Do they do the same? Yes. So he intended that in the following prayer, and while they are in ruku or sujood and laying down their swords, we shall attack them. Whenever it was Asr time, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lined up, and the Muslims behind them, and they were ready to start the prayer, Allah the Almighty revealed this ayat of Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 101, in which Allah the Almighty prescribed what is known as Salat al-Khawf, the prayer during fear, or on the battlefield. Allah the Almighty says, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. So number one, he prescribed shortening the prayer. And in the following ayah, 102, Allah the Almighty said, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. And in this ayah 102, Allah the Almighty prescribed what is known as Salat al-Khawf, that the Imam, in this case was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should start the prayer, but the army will be split into half. Half of the army will get to pray behind the Imam while still carrying their weapons, and the other half will be providing protection for those who are praying, confronting the enemies. And while the Imam is still in the prayer, the first patch, the first half of the army, after finishing half of the prayer, they will be dismissed. They will make taslim and be dismissed, while the Imam is still waiting for the next half to come and join him to complete the prayer. All of that while those who are praying or those who are guarding them, everyone is carrying their weapons and taking their full measures of precaution. So Khalid ibn al-Walid was stuck because Allah the Almighty voided and messed up his plot. By the way, Khalid ibn al-Walid at this time was still a kafir, and just a few months after the Umrah al-Hudaybiyah or the Battle of al-Hudaybiyah or Sulh al-Hudaybiyah as well, he accepted Islam and became Saif Allahi al-Maslul, the great sword of Allah the Almighty. May Allah be pleased with him. Then Muslims proceeded forward, and their intent was only to enter Mecca to perform Umrah peacefully. But what happened here is at a place which is known as Al-Hudaybiyah. It is 40 miles away from Mecca, 40 kilometers away from Mecca. The Prophet's camel, which is known as Al-Qaswa, knelt down all of a sudden. If they move it to any direction, it moves. But in the direction of Mecca, it doesn't move an inch, it kneels down. So some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khala'at al-Qaswa," which means al-Qaswa is the name of the she camel of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to obey orders, refused to walk and travel. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, that never happened. Ma khala'at wa ma dhalika laha bi khuluq." This is not its conduct or manner. What happened is habasaha habisul fil. Whatever intercepted and prevented the elephant of the army of Abraha al-Habashi from moving forward have prevented al-Qaswa. It's an indication that Allah the Almighty does not want us to enter Mecca this time, doesn't want us to fight with the Meccans, and does not want any bloodshed. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By Allah, if they propose to me any plan in order to maintain the sacredness of the haram, I shall accept it." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accordingly sent Uthman ibn Affan in order to negotiate with the Meccans and tell them that here we're coming to perform Umrah, and look at the Hajj, the animals that we brought to sacrifice, and we're not having but only the swords and the sheath. But the Meccans hid Uthman ibn Affan, they withheld him, and they spread the rumor that he was killed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in the shade of a tree, and he started taking the pledge of allegiance from the 1400 companions to avenge the death of Uthman ibn Affan. In this case, there was a big motive and a very powerful cause, as why they should fight against the Meccans, even in the Haram, because they started by violating the sacredness of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, according to the rumor they spread. When they heard that this is the case and Muslims now are ready actually to attack Mecca, they sent negotiators and they released Uthman ibn Affan. And one negotiator after another, until there came a person by the name Suhail ibn Amr. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him coming from distance, he said, لَقَدْ سَهُلَ أَمْرُكُمْ. The word Suhail is derived from سَهْل, which means easy. Your matter has become easy. So he proposed to him a plan. And the plan was completely unfair. That, number one, you shall not perform Umrah this year. You have to go back. If you want to perform Umrah, you can come back next year. But this year, no. Meccans will never allow this to happen. But the Prophet ﷺ said, well, as long as I will come back next year to perform Umrah, no problem. And ceasefire for 10 years and a long list of articles of the treaty, they were all unfair. That's why the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, all of them with the exception of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, objected to the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah and its terms. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that he is receiving the commands and the wahi from Allah, the Almighty. What happened is, after Suhail ibn Amr left and he concluded the treaty in writing, now it's time to make a move. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the companions to slaughter their hadi and to shave or trim their hair and head back to Medina. They said, oh Prophet of Allah, didn't you promise us to perform Umrah? He said, yes, but did I say this year? I didn't. So no one listened to him. Of the 1400 companions, he entered his tent and he spoke to Ummu Salama radiallahu anha. And he was very mad and he was afraid that Allah the Almighty will punish his companions because they disobeyed his command. She suggested to him that if you go out, you slaughter your head and you order the barber to shave your head, then they would follow you without even giving them a command. And this is exactly what happened. Once the Prophet ﷺ began by himself, all the companions raced to shave each other's head. And the Prophet ﷺ was pleased with them in this case. And they returned to Medina back. And on the way, Allah the Almighty revealed the marvelous surah, Surah Al-Fath, chapter number 48, which is known as the great victory, indicating that the great victory of conquering Mecca shall be very soon. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't get to perform Umrah actually, but it counted as Umrah, and that is stated in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, which is a sound hadith in which he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have only done four Umrahs in his life. The first was Umratul Hudaybiyah. The second was Umratul Qadha next year when he came to make up the Umrah, which the Meccans intercepted the Muslims during and they did not let them to enter Mecca. So they came next year according to the treaty to make up that missed Umrah. And the third was during performing Hajj. And the fourth was after the Battle of Hunayn when he returned from distributing the war spoils from Al-Ji'arana. Those are four Umrahs. All of them were performed in the month of Dhul Qa'dah, with the exception of the Umrah which he has done during the Farewell Hajj. Brothers and sisters, by that we come to the end of today's edition of History of Hajj. And next time, and until next time, I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.